Smile. It's your fingerprint. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. In the suburbs of Portland, Oregon, the Washington County Sheriff's Office has been using Amazon's new face recognition service to make arrests. This very much worries the ACLU because it could, in the wrong hands, be used to crack down on dissenters. So, CNET.com examined 7 police reports where the recognition software was used. One case involved a jilted lover banging on his ex-girlfriend's door at 1 a.m. 2 others involved shoplifting. All were investigated using the Amazon software to scan the sheriff's database of 300,000 mugshots and to ID a suspect. None involved dissent. But the use of this for mundane crimes raised another issue. Is it fair to use face recognition to solve, as happened in one case, a $12 shoplift? I would say yes. These mundane crimes, like shoplifting or some guy banging on a door at 1 a.m., are the ones that touch the most people. Shoplifting can kill a small business, and they're the kind of thing that wouldn't be worth a cop's time if you had to dust for fingerprints. But with face recognition, a security video can tag a suspect in a few minutes. And if that makes shoplifters paranoid, good. Now, when we get to the point where the software matches the face, issues the warrant, and sends out an Amazon arrest drone to body snatch the suspect to jail, then we have a debate. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.